Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I will share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies to help you have more courage in your life, be more authentic, more confident, and more empowered. The keys to achieving all the success that you've ever dreamed of. And I'm going to encourage you to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this. I'm going to take a little break after recording this show. And I don't want you to miss when I come back. So just take a second and hit subscribe. And then that way you'll get a notification after I catch up on a few things. So as we close out the summer of 2022, I want you to think about, you know, the future for a second. Now, maybe before you start thinking about the future, you want to think about the summer. And I hope you've had a chance to get a little bit of time to at least rest and recharge. I love the summer. I love just hanging out in the evenings. I love to travel. Now with COVID, of course, that's been a lot more difficult. And we have been doing more, but it seems like every time people start scheduling travel, that COVID messes that up. And it's definitely messed up over the last few years. But you know, lately it's very interesting. One of my favorite things to do has been I have a bird feeder out in my backyard, and the hummingbirds come, and they're just so much fun to watch. Like listening to their wings going, I think 80 miles an hour, and they dart around and they fight each other for the food. And it's just funny that those little things like that, that you can do in the summer that provides like a break from reality and lets you rest and recover. And hopefully you spent some time with friends and family and did something for yourself and didn't just work all the way through the summer, and then you're coming, oh, the summer's over and I didn't do anything. So let's get back to thinking about the future. And why I want to think about the future is there's a lot going on in the world around us right now. A lot of things that people are maybe uncertain about, maybe worried about. You know, a lot of talk about a recession. Are we already in a recession? Is a recession coming? A lot of large tech firms have already had layoffs, or they're pulling back offers for some of the employees that, you know, had thought they had job offers. You know, maybe this has already affected you or you're worried about it. Inflation, you can't deny it. You know, gas has came down a little bit, but inflation has definitely affected almost everything that we spend. I know my grocery bill, I'm shocked sometimes of what it costs to go with things that you normally have and whatever effect that has on the family. I know a lot of people are worried about kids going back to school and COVID and what we're doing from a precaution standpoint or not doing anymore. You know, there's the war that we're starting to get geared up around elections, you know, the stock market, investment accounts. I mean, you kind of go on and on and on and on, right? Of all the things that is very easy to just be worried about. It can just like consume you. When you think about, this is just overwhelming of all this stuff. What I find when there's this potential whole big batch of overwhelming things that aren't necessarily so positive in the future is finding something that you can control. Finding something that you can focus on, like self-improvement or something that at least gives you something positive to think about, you know, because you don't want to worry about stuff that you can't control. It's much better to be thinking about at least something. Get something where you can can control something where there's a little bit more certainty in front of you. You know, what positive change can you drive in your life? I mean, really, there's no better time to when things are kind of going out of control and being uncertain to put a plan in place and making something more certain, to find something to live more intently. Kind of just seize this opportunity. You know, don't let a crisis go to waste. Use this time to maybe try out something that you've been wanting to, you know, a different schedule, putting different boundaries around your time. Take a little more ownership. Maybe there's a project you've been wanting to start, or at work, you want a bigger seat at the table. You want to take more opportunity and drive that, work on your communication skills, making sure you're getting credit for your ideas. Maybe you wanted a new job and this is the time to go after it. Even though there are a lot of companies laying off people, there are a lot of potential recession, there's still a lot of great jobs out there. And if it's time for you to go start something new, really, why not? All these things, if you want to start them, you know, rely on courage. Courage to make that change. And so I wanted to talk a little bit today and reflect on the courage model that we've talked about in the past, but then really, you know, how does it apply today? How could you use that to make some positive changes in your life? Remember, courage doesn't mean that you don't get afraid. It just means you don't let fear stop you. Bethany Hamilton, you know, made this quote, and it's a great thing to think about, that we don't not get afraid. We don't not worry about the future. You just don't want to focus on it. You don't want to let it stop you. You don't want to use that as a reason not to go after your hopes and dreams today. Instead, maybe use it as a reason to make some change, especially if things are changing. You might as well make them in your benefit. So what is courage? It's defined as the ability to do something that frightens one. Mental or moral strength, to venture, persevere, withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. It implies firmness of mind and will in the face of danger or extreme difficulty. The courage to support unpopular causes. When you think about courage, it always sounds so great. You know, that person is courageous. I'd like to have more courage, but it's hard, right? It's not easy that to be more courageous. I took a class many years ago, and I had this vision that I was going to strive to be more courageous. I was going to work harder. I wasn't going to let my fear stop me. I was going to do more. But I did realize that there's a flip side of courage, and it's being vulnerable. You can't be courageous without also being vulnerable. The courageous part is the part that we like to focus on, we like to think about. But it's only a piece of it. Until you really understand you can't be courageous without being vulnerable, then you really can't be courageous. So why is that? It's because when you're courageous and you do things, you're making decisions. You're taking action without knowing for sure the outcome. And that's the key of being vulnerable. You have to know that there is some potential that you could fail, that you might not have things work out the way that you want. And you do it anyway. You strive to go forward. And sometimes it takes multiple tries. Sometimes you have to go after different ways. But that's the key to being courageous. So I really do try to live a courageous life. I try to not let my fears stop me. Sometimes it makes you pause and you have to like get all your energy up and go try again. Sometimes you do have to think about different ways. But just remember that vulnerability is the true measurement of courage. Not being successful, not actually, you know, accomplishing it. It's really allowing yourself to be vulnerable. I think Brené Brown is one of the best speakers and authors. She has a call to courage. video on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to. I really, really like it. I love her books. She has a lot of great things. And you can even just go on YouTube and listen to her speak. So let's talk about, you know, you're thinking about the future and the things that you potentially are worrying about. What are some areas that you could put more courage in your life that would help you then get forward and accomplish more in this unknown that we're facing? So if we think about the Clark Courage model that we've talked about before, and the elements of courage in it, the first one is physical courage. I think that's the easiest because it's one of the first things people think about. You know, you think about like firefighters rushing into the burning building, right? Just like that physical courage that you have, people in the military and people, you know, striving to give up their life or putting their life on the line, you know, for others. You can start with small things though, from a physical courage. You don't have to say, okay, I'm gonna go be a police officer. But even if you work out and you push yourself in a workout farther than maybe you normally do, it's building up your courage muscle. It's one of the reasons I actually love CrossFit, because every day you go in there and they have a workout and sometimes you look at it and you're like, I don't know if I can do this workout. Like, it's too hard. But you go and you try it anyway and you feel really good at the end. It might have been hard, probably really was hard. But it helps you build that courage muscle. Maybe CrossFit's not your thing, but you can pick something physically and build that physical courage, because building any of the courage areas of courage up actually help with one another. And so I do think when you want to do positive improvement in your life, things like exercise and setting goals and accomplishing things that you maybe didn't think you could do, like strength training or running a certain distance or whatever it might be that you're interested in, it will help build up that courage. So set a goal, try something. And you know what? Even if you don't quite get it, even if you got part of the way there, it's still a lot of accomplishment. My son has been working on wakeboarding this year and it's been so fun to watch him. And he's so happy with it. You know, it's that physical courage of trying something and then seeing the excitement in someone's face when they actually accomplish it. It's just, I highly recommend it. So even if you're not really interested in some of the heroic parts of physical courage, even little pieces can help with your building up a courage that will help throughout your entire life. The next one is emotional courage. The willingness to feel, you know, and I think this can be actually one of the hardest ones, because we don't want to feel. We don't like feeling bad things. I do find if you can push through and feel, the benefits are enormous. And it's a way that you can make some of the biggest changes in your life. But it's an area that we almost like just push down and try to minimize in our life. That unfortunately, too often, we think things are going to be even worse than they are. So we're anticipating it to be really bad. And so then that way we just avoid it. And sometimes we just get through it and not suppress some of the feelings, it can be a really good thing. So I just say be open and be vulnerable and experience the discomfort when it happens. And then maybe you'll find out tomorrow it really wasn't that bad. Moral courage, standing up for one's beliefs and injustices. It can be really hard and difficult to speak up. It's much easier to go kind of with the flow. I think if you think about some of the things that go on lately in our society, especially in the United States, I don't know so much around the world, but we've had a lot over the last couple of years of, you know, people and rioting or just people getting together in groups to support a cause one way or another. But sometimes those groups get out of control. And too often it's easy when you have a whole bunch of people together for it to get out of control and just everyone's going with the flow, because they don't really feel like it's them making the decision. They're just now part of this collective group that's doing whatever. There's a lot of studies around that, that it's very easy when you're in this big group to not feel like an individual. But sometimes you have to stand up and be the one that says, hey, this isn't right. Or somebody is being bullied. Or even if it's at work and you see something that's going on that shouldn't, it's hard to stand up. So think about the things that, you're worried about at the beginning of our session. Is there an area of something that that you could speak up, that maybe that somebody that you know needs some of your support? They need a friend on their side. And that's an opportunity where you could show and grow your own courage. Social courage is not conforming to the expectations of others. That this is an area where you make choices because of how you think other people would want you. So like maybe, I like to talk about restaurants, you know? Like you really want to go to sushi, but you know everyone else wants Italian. So when they ask you what you want, either you say, it doesn't matter, or you'll say Italian because that's what everyone else wants. Or same thing if it's a movie and you really want to go see the new Spider-Man movie, but everyone else wanted to go see something else that came out. And so you just don't share that. So that's a way that we can show social courage, is to speak up with what we really want, even if it's not what everyone else wants. Now, maybe after you say you really want sushi and no one else does, you still might go along with Italian, but I think you'll feel better if you at least acknowledge that you had a desire. So I encourage you to not just make your choices be what everyone else would say, but make sure you're speaking up. And then the last one is intellectual courage. Challenging of old beliefs, willing to include others' point of view. I don't think we do a very good job of this lately, especially in the United States. We've kind of gotten black and white. Either you're with me or you're against me. I challenge you, if you want to grow in courage in this area, is to really listen to other people's point of view. Ask them why they have that belief. One interesting thing that I've discovered, sometimes is to listen to podcasts on topics that you don't agree with. You know, so if you want to go politics, you know, let's say that you're a conservative, listen to a Democratic-based podcast. Or there's all kinds of podcasts out there. Sometimes it's very interesting to listen to people that don't have the similar views, just to try to understand why they may have some of those beliefs. You don't have to take the beliefs on. You don't have to agree with people. But it is very healthy to at least acknowledge that other people have different beliefs. Other people see things from different points of view. I would love to have diversity of thought around me. You know, as a technology leader, diversity of thought drives innovation. And diversity of thought comes from so many different ways. You know, it's people that live in small towns versus cities, people that come from all different countries, all different backgrounds, different disciplines that they studied in school, different experience levels, and people with lots of experience versus fresh out of college. It's all these different points of view that bring ideas really forward. And intellectual courage is having the courage not to try to get everyone to believe what you do. You can keep your beliefs, but at least try to understand why those other beliefs exist. See if maybe there's some truth in them. Maybe most of what I have learned is most of us aren't 100% all right or all wrong. It's always someplace in the middle. And by understanding other people, sometimes you can, maybe you can change a little, but I'm not saying you have to. So when you think of these courage areas. I don't know which one that you think you need to really focus on to improve your life. Is it intellectual courage, social courage, moral courage, emotional courage, or physical courage? You will find as you're trying to improve in having more courage in your life, that sometimes the things that you're worried about don't seem as significant. And so that's why I really encourage everyone to live a courageous life. And as you're working on having more courage, no matter what area you pick, so sometimes I say just pick the easiest, you will find that the progress that you make can roll over into all areas. So I want to give you a few more things that you can do to practice having courage. In addition to focusing specifically on, let's say, if you want more physical courage, okay, I'm gonna go work on that, or I need to have more emotional courage. So you can do those. But just if you want to have more courage in general, there's a few things that you can do because it's a muscle and you need to practice it. And as you practice it, it'll grow and it become easier and easier to do more and more things that have courage. One of the things that I tell people a lot, if you want to have more courage, let's say that you have a phobia, really acknowledge it, name it. Ideally, you could talk about it. As soon as you start talking about it, and if it's too hard for you to talk about, you could always journal. Because journaling is at least talking about it, you know, on paper. But as you're like actually acknowledging, you'll find out at times some of the power that phobia had over you goes away just by acknowledging it. When you keep it secret, hidden down deep, kind of buried inside of you, keeps it with the most power. So that's a way you can show more courage. Now, there are some things that you probably, you know, if you have such a fear or phobia that you need to work with a therapist, this isn't it. But some people have like small fears and phobias, and just acknowledge them sometimes helps out with that. The second thing I'm going to recommend that you do is give someone a compliment. It's kind of funny that you have to speak up to give people compliments. And if it's not expected, it's easy to thank people like right after they do something for you. And you just automatically, oh, thank you. But let's say someone like walked into the room and you compliment them when it's not expected. It actually takes some guts to speak up and do that. And so it's practicing that courage. It's practicing being vocal. It's being a little vulnerable. Hey, you noticed something and now you complimented them. And then maybe you might worry about, oh, did I do that right or something? Like, so think about that. But it's a great way to work on having more courage. The third thing that I'm going to suggest that you practice doing to have more courage is saying no when it's necessary. Too often, saying yes is the easy answer. When you're asked to do something, yeah, I'll do it. Saying no can actually be harder because you're worried. How are people going to respond when they hear you that you said no? Do you need to have a reason? And the reality is you don't. You can just say no. We don't have to convince others of why you said no, but practice saying no when it is appropriate. With that, make sure then you can ask for what you want. If there is something that you want to do, if there is a position at work, if there is a promotion that you wanted or whatever opportunity, practice speaking up and saying what you want. Say what restaurant you want to go to. Don't just settle. That'll help you feel empowered. Another thing you can do is forgive someone. Don't carry that baggage that doesn't need to be carried. It really only hurting yourself. It can be incredibly courageous to take kind of the high road and just forgive someone, move on. Focus on yourself, focus on the future, focus on the great things that you can do in your life. Don't be living in the past when there's someone that needs to be forgiven. A tried and true way that you can be more courageous is to try something new, whatever it might be. If you've been wanting to take a class, It's courageous because the chances you're not going to be very good at the beginning. And that's okay. You're not expecting to be good when you start. Maybe you're not expecting to be good ever, but you still might enjoy doing it. So pick something that you want to try. Go out and try something new. And you'll be amazed how much easier every time you go try something new it is. Another thing that I'm going to recommend that you try to be more courageous is have a conversation with somebody on that's just different from you, has different interests, maybe a different job. Ask them about it. Find out what you can learn. Really listen. It's a great way to open yourself up to different viewpoints, different ways of thinking, different thoughts, to help grow that intellectual courage that we talked about. And then the last thing that I'm going to recommend that you try to have more courage in your life is speak up. Sit at the table. Make sure that your opinion and voice is heard. And that will probably provide you more benefit than anything else. Too often we're just too quiet and it's not heard. So I'm hoping as you go forward that you'll have more courage in your life. Keep these things in mind, live courageously. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like I said, subscribe so that way you get notification when the next episode is available. And check out my website, couragebeseen.com. And there you can contact me if you have any questions or want any more information as we go forward. So until I talk to you again, I hope you have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.